Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, coming to you from Kansas City, National Association of Farm Broadcasting Gathering. Our report's brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. And from the National Pork Producers Council, Jim Monroe.
Assistant Vice President.
All right.
And you have a new slogan, Pork O'Clock. It's Pork O'Clock, and that's a great new marketing slogan.
Yeah, it's really designed to put a focus on the importance of ratifying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement this year. Very happy to get that agreement in place last year. It preserves zero-tariff pork trade in North America for the long term. And we just want to see it ratified by Congress so we can get it implemented as soon as possible next year. So we think there's no better way to put a focus on the trade agreement than focusing on pork, which is the most popular protein in the world, and how it's enjoyed in Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
And we are in the 11th hour. I mean, it seems like we're a whole year into trying to get this thing done. I guess, what would you like to see, not just hog farmers, but corn and bean farmers, soybean farmers who grow the feed for pigs? What do we need to do to get that down through the finish line?
Well, we think there's good support for the agreement. It just needs to come up for a vote, and we need to get that done, and hopefully this year. So we're pushing on it hard in Washington. It's a top priority for our producers and for all of agriculture. As you say, it's a critical trade agreement and accounts for a significant percentage of total agriculture exports.
Yeah. Well, both Colin Peterson on the House side and Chuck Grassley on the Senate side both say all we got to do is bring it up and it'll pass.
Yep, hopefully, and hopefully that happens soon.
Yeah. All right, the slogan, Pork O'Clock, who came up with that, and what? How far do you want to run with this?
Well, it's Pork O'Clock somewhere. It's a play on an old Jimmy Buffett song, and it was a brainstorm in-house in our organization, and you know, it's a relatively short-term campaign. We just wanted to find a way to put a spotlight on the USMCA, and we thought this was a good way to do it. Everybody loves pork. Everybody loves food, and there's some cool recipes on the website that you can look at porkoclock.org.
A lot of people remember the other white meat. And that's still a valid, viable marketing slogan.
Some good marketing out of the pork industry. And I don't know that one, that we're going to be as sustained with the Pork O'Clock campaign as that one was, but it's we're glad it's getting some attention now.
Yeah. So the pork herd, the world pork herd, is down by 25%, in China down by 50%. And I guess what concerns do you have about that?
Well, our concerns are to keep African swine fever out of the United States. And over the last year, there's been a lot of steps taken to strengthen our biosecurity. Great job, great response by USDA and by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We think there can even more can be done, and we're pushing for legislation that would fund 600 more ag inspectors at Customs and Border Protection. Just put a bit more focus on those inspections, a bit more scrutiny, and good news is that we saw a bill pass in the Senate with good bipartisan support, and hopefully that moves forward and we see that funded, because we are a little bit short with ag inspectors at our borders.
Yeah, because it may not be like a bioterrorism or anything. It might be just somebody bringing up some salami back from a wet market in the Orient here.
That's a big risk. And again, credit to Customs and Border Protection. They're doing a great job. We want to see them supported more with that funding for more ag inspectors.
Okay. Other issues for the National Pork Producers Council?
Well, China is a big issue on the trade front. As you know, it's the world's largest pork-consuming nation. They're struggling with African swine fever, as you know, and you know they're struggling with food price inflation as a result. It represents a huge opportunity for U.S. pork producers to export more pork there. We are seeing an uptick, but we're urging our government in their trade negotiations with China to have them eliminate all tariffs on U.S. pork for at least the next 5 years. So that's a big push for us to see that trade dispute resolved for the long term. And of course, other foreign animal disease prevention measures are top priority for us. Seeing a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank implemented, that was a provision of the 2018 Farm Bill, which was great news. We now have mandatory funding for foreign animal disease prevention measures like that, a benchmark for future farm bills. We just need to see that foot and mouth disease vaccine bank implemented as quickly as possible. Unlike African swine fever, where we don't have a vaccine to deal with an outbreak, we can quickly contain and eradicate foot and mouth disease if we do have one and avoid catastrophic consequences. So we're pushing hard to see that bank built out.
Whether it's trade issues or animal disease issues, these are all checkoff dollars at work, right?
No, actually, we're a voluntarily funded organization. Okay. I think you're referring to the National Pork Board.
Yes.
And NPPC is a voluntarily funded organization, and our primary mission is advocacy work on issues like these in Washington, D.C. for pork.
You're the policy arm of pork.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
All righty. Well, again, how can farmers help you? Are there comments that need to be made or arms that need to be twisted by farmers?
I tell you, contact your representatives of Congress and ask them to push for that USMCA vote as quickly as possible.
Jim Monroe, Vice President of Communications for the National Pork Producers Council. Thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you.
From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Gathering in Kansas City this week, I'm Mick Kerr. All our reports brought to you by ESN, the leading controlled-release granular nitrogen fertilizer in North America.